Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Tom Beaudet has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Kerry O'Connor has 3. Paul Provenza has 2 points.
All right, Paul, you are in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. In an interview with 60 Minutes on Sunday, Blank said if the government bolsters the banking system, the recession will probably end this year.
Bernanke.
Right. The IRS announced Tuesday that it's going to give tax breaks to people who lost money in Blank's Ponzi scheme.
Madoff.
Right. Although she seemed to be fine immediately following a fall while skiing, Blank died on Wednesday.
Natasha Richardson.
Right. Once again, an audio tape purported to be of Blank was released on the
Osama
internet.
Osama bin Laden.
Right. Firefighters in Liverpool rescued a 2-year-old boy who had a blank.
I had a problem.
No, a plastic potty chair stuck in his head. A stampede broke out during an audition in New York last weekend for the reality show Blank.
Make me a supermodel.
No,
America's Next Top Model.
Exactly.
One of those things.
To boost spectator numbers at their matches, the Nottingham Rugby Club has decided to blank.
Strip.
No. Use inflatable fans. Nothing energizes a team like a packed stadium. Who cares if half the spectators are inflatable? That's the philosophy of Nottingham Rugby, who asked Airheads, a company that specializes in enhancing crowd scenes for movies, to pack their stadium with over 1,000 extra blow-up fans.
Wow.
The only dark cloud came halfway through the match when the crowd of inflatable fans just stubbornly refused to participate in the wave. Carl, how did Paul do in our quiz?
Paul had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and Paul has the lead.
Well done, Paul. Well done.
Better than I expected.
All right, Kiri, you're up next. Fill in the blank. The final print edition of the Seattle Blank rolled out on Tuesday.
Post-Intelligencer.
Right. President Obama became the first sitting president to appear in a late-night talk show, and he was a guest on Blank on Thursday.
The Tonight Show,
right.
Jay Leno.
In reaction to the anger over AIG, Republican members of Congress began calling for the resignation of Blank.
Timothy Geithner.
Right. In an interview with CNN last Sunday, Blank said that he thought Obama's policies were endangering Americans.
I don't.
Dick Cheney.
A
man in Florida is recovering after falling from a hotel balcony while showing a woman blank.
His view.
No, that it was safe to lean over the hotel balcony. Alan W. Livingston, the man who signed to the Beatles and created Blank the Clown, died at age 91.
Bozo.
Yes. TV stuntman Steve-O became the latest person injured while appearing on the reality show Blank.
Jackass.
No, Dancing with the Stars. Close. A man in the Philippines teaching his girlfriend to drive nearly got into a bad accident when they ended up blanking.
Fighting.
No, when they ended up driving onto an airport runway.
Oh, I knew that one.
The couple nearly collided with a passenger plane trying to land at Legazpi Airport. The plane immediately took back off to avoid the tiny car speeding erratically across the runway. In front of it, airport officials said that only the quick thinking of the pilot avoided a crash. But the angry girlfriend denied doing anything wrong. She said, hey, I had my hands at 2 and 10. What's the problem? Carl, how did Kiri do on our quiz?
Kiri had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 11 points, but Paul still has the lead with 12.
All right, so how many then does Tom need to win?
4 to tie, 5 to win outright.
All right, ready to go? This is for the game. Tom, here we are. The Obama administration announced that prisoners at Guantanamo Bay will no longer be referred to as blank.
Terrorists.
No, as enemy combatants. On Thursday, the Treasury Department pledged to provide up to $5 billion to support the blank industry.
The auto industry.
Right. Crown Publishing Group announced Thursday that it would be publishing a book by blank about his presidency, tentatively titled Decision Points.
George Bush.
Right. Although she would begin precautionary chemotherapy later this month, Blank announced she will not miss any Supreme Court sessions.
Complete mind blank. The woman, you know, dark hair.
Yeah.
Diminutive.
Yes, all true, but her name is?
Her name is so obvious. It's McCarthy. Where did that go? When did I injure that brain cell so badly that it would fail me now?
It's Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Of course it is.
The Liebling Brothers Family Circus said that despite their efforts to lure him back, Blank is still on the run.
The clown. Bozo the clown.
Reggie the horse-riding spider monkey. According to a source close to the duo, Blanken and Blankuncle are reuniting this spring for a tour of Asia and Australia.
Simon Garfunkel.
Right. The space shuttle...
Everybody gets one of those sometimes.
The Space Shuttle Discovery launched successfully last Sunday in spite of having a small blank clinging to its side.
A bat.
Godspeed, you bat. According to a British couple, Walker's Cajun squirrel-flavored potato chips are very popular among blank.
According to a British couple?
Yes.
Among corgis.
Among squirrels.
Close.
So close.
That was very close.
Nigel and Camilla Cullum of the British county of Buckinghamshire placed a packet of Cajun squirrel-flavored chips in their bird feeder and looked out the window to see, of course, two squirrels happily devouring the chips. We don't know what this means about the squirrels, although one of them was heard to say, "Whatever happened to Rocky? Have you seen him?" I always like Rocky.
These people are perverts.
I think you'll find they call them crisps.
They do, but we call them chips for ease of translation here in the United States.
That's what threw me off.
I understand.
Carl. What a bat on a space shuttle is called a crisp? Is that
well, it is it? Now. Yeah.
It is upon reentry, yeah.
Carl, did Tom do well enough to win?
He needed at least four to tie, and he had four correct answers. So Tom Beaudet and Paul Provenza are this week's co-champions.
Well done.